Good morning. We miss you.
Bill and Marty McFadden, we hope to see you soon at Hope Church.
Good morning, Hope United Methodist Church family. This is Brenda coming to you all this morning to say I hope you all are doing well and staying safe. I miss you guys so much. And I know the last time we were able to congregate together was March 8th. But I'm looking forward to the time we'll get together again. So in the meantime, until then, please stay safe and know I'm praying for each and every one of us. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Well, good morning and welcome to Hope United Methodist from wherever you are joining us at. It has been a year. I wonder if the disciples had a moment like that. The year anniversary of Good Friday, were they like, it's been a year? Because it feels kind of like we've been in Lent for a year. A few announcements before we begin worship this morning. We're asking this month that you help us replenish our Love Fund. So if you want to donate to that, please write a Love Fund on the memo line or on the envelope. We have a lot of people that we have been able to help, but we have more that need help. And so we ask that you help us to be the hands and feet. Also, we have Holy Week and Easter coming up. Holy Week, we have a Maundy Thursday service and a Good Friday service. Both of those will be at 7 p.m. Both are a little different. Good Friday is a traditional service, like you're probably familiar with, similar to this. And Maundy Thursday will be a little bit more experiential. So there will be information about that going out this week, and we hope that you will join us for those online. Also, Easter Sunday, if you would like to be here with us, please make sure you call the office and RSVP. We do have a limited availability for that, so we hope that you'll join us or join us online on Easter Sunday. I will be on paternity leave during the month of April, assuming that everything goes well, and we are excited, although I'm not looking forward to losing sleep. But Reverend Bob Kuntz, who is a United Methodist pastor and a friend of mine, who is retired, but came out of retirement, so to speak, brought him out of the bullpen, you know, made the call, and he's going to be giving us the word during April, and so I'm excited to have him do that with us. Also, next Sunday for Palm Sunday, we hope that you'll join us for a coffee hour on Zoom at 11:45 following our online worship service. There is not a coffee hour today. I forgot to take that off the bottom of my handout. I apologize. So there will be no coffee hour today on Zoom, but there will be coffee hour next week on Zoom. But following worship today, if you're here with us in the building, we ask that you stay where you are. And we're going to record ourselves singing happy birthday to Sybil Plummer, because her birthday is coming up.
25th, she'll be 99.
Yeah, she'll be 99 this year. So we're going to sing happy birthday. So if you'll hang out, we'll record that really quick. Now, let us take a deep breath and still our hearts, our minds, and our souls as we listen to our prelude and prepare ourselves for worship. Thank you.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Please stand if you can, if you're able, for call to worship. Each day is a gift from God. Each moment is the opportunity to reach out and service to all creation. Each day is a reminder of the new covenant, not written on stone tablets, easily broken, but inscribed in our hearts, filled with joy and hope. Each day we draw closer to God, who has forgotten more than we ever learned, who has forgiven us more than we ever acknowledge. Amen. You may be seated. Hymn number 383, This is a Day of New Beginnings.
Begin our time of prayer, please join in the unison prayer. God of thundering glory and wondrous love, you lifted up Jesus Christ from the earth to draw all people to your holy name. Like grains of wheat that fall to the dust, teach us to die and so to bear much fruit, giving our lives for the sake of the gospel, following and serving Christ Jesus forever. Amen. Now let us continue our time of prayer as we lift up the silent meditations and prayers of our hearts and souls to the Lord, and then reflect with music. Thank you. Lord, we gather this morning in the midst of the season of Lent to worship and be with you and one another, both in body and in spirit. In the midst of these days in which we find ourselves, our Sunday becomes a miniature Easter, a time where we take a break and remember you, where we rejoice and rejoin ourselves with you to strengthen ourselves for the journey that is to come and the journey that we are already on. We have those that we lift up before you in our hearts who are on the journey just like us. We pray for Barb Dark and Jane Perina that they would continue to recover. We pray for those who are victims of hate, especially those in Atlanta who lost their lives this past week. We pray for all those in our midst who have lost someone they love this past year to this pandemic. Lord, we pray that you would strengthen us, guide us, fill us, use us, call us, transform us that we could fully follow you where you are leading us to be. Lord, we pray this morning, and we hope that they are simply prayers of our hearts and not just prayers of our lips. Lord, fill us with your Spirit that we would be ever more fully made this day and every day your disciples. Transform us, O God, through the power of prayer. And as we remember how powerful prayer can and is, let us join in the prayer that you taught us as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Please stand as you are able or in spirit, and we will sing our next hymn, number 374, Standing on the Promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. we're coming daily with the Spirit's word, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of Christ my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of Christ my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Please be seated. Good morning, kids. Hey, hope you're doing all right this morning. I got a few people in the room with me, and I'm not used to that. So I'm just like, oh, what? Somebody said something. I'm like, oh. Usually the only thing I have to listen to is my insulin pump beeping or a train or a siren. So anyway, good morning. So our scripture in a little bit that we're going to talk about is about Jesus and his disciples. I know, right? Shocking. Jesus and his disciples in church. And we're going to talk about Jesus giving a teaching and who was involved in his ability to do that. And what it really boils down to is how do we live and what does that say about who we are? Now, I'm wearing this hoodie for a lot of reasons. It's comfortable. It's warm, although it's warmer than I thought it was going to be in here. And I like the color. It's got a good baseball team on it. And that's really what I was going to talk about is what's on it. Because we wear things, and that says something to somebody else about us. So Buddy's here today, and he's got a Cleveland Browns hat on. So I can assume that that means that Buddy likes the Cleveland Browns. Just as if you met me, you would say, well, the pastor's wearing a Royals hoodie. He must be a Kansas City Royals fan. So what we wear tells people something about us. But there's something that's actually a lot more impactful than what we wear to tell people about us, and it's how we act, how we live. So if you see somebody drop something and you help them pick it up, that tells them something about you. If you see somebody having a bad day and you go and ask them about it and you sit with them and you listen and you give them a hug if they need it, that tells them something about you. And how we act is a lot more important than what we wear, because how we act reflects who we are on the inside. I could dress like a Catholic priest and everybody would think, look at him, he's so holy. I could dress like this, and everybody would say, look at him, he must like baseball. I could put on a 5-piece suit. I don't wanna, but I could. And everybody would think, look at him, he must be very important. But what really matters isn't what we wear on the outside, it's what is in here, and how we share our heart with everyone that we meet. So I hope that you take the chance to share who you are in here with somebody else this week or this month or just whenever the opportunity arises. Because that's what truly matters, is sharing our heart and our love and the love of God within us with those that we meet. Let's pray. God, thank you for opportunities to share our love and your love with people that we meet. Help us always to be good and loving to others. Amen.
Lesson 1 comes from the Common English Bible, Jeremiah 31, verse 31 through 34. The time is coming, declared the Lord, where I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. It won't be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. They broke that covenant with me, even though I was their husband, declared the Lord. No, this is the covenant that I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declared the Lord. I will put my instructions within them and engrave them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. They will no longer need to teach each other to say, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declared the Lord. For I will forgive their wrongdoings and never again remember their sins. May God add a blessing to this reading.
Our second lesson for today is taken from the Gospel according to John, the 12th chapter, verse 20 through 33. Please stand as you are able or in spirit as we read the Gospel. Some Greeks were among those who had come up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and made a request. Sir, we want to see Jesus. Philip told Andrew and Philip told Jesus. Jesus replied, the time has come for the human one to be glorified. I assure you that unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it can only be a single seed. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their lives will lose them, and those who hate their lives in this world will keep them forever. Whoever serves me must follow me. Wherever I am, there my servant will also be. My Father will honor whoever serves me. Now I am deeply troubled. What should I say? Father, save me from this time? No, for this is the reason I have come to this time. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard and said, it's thunder, and others said an angel spoke to him. Jesus replied, this voice wasn't for my benefit, but for yours. Now is the time for judgment of this world. Now this world's ruler will be thrown out. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to me. He said this to show he was going to die. This is the word of God for all people. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Spring is a time of promise. It is a time associated with new growth, new life, rebirth. Spring is a time of year in which we start to emerge from the dark, cold winter into the warm embrace of the sunlight, of longer days and shorter nights. Spring is a season custom built for promise. So how much better could it be to have Easter during spring? It fits so well. But before we get to Easter, before we get to spring, there's always work that needs to be done. I was out in my yard this past week because it was warm and my daughter loves being outside, but apparently not when it's cold. And so she was like, it's warm, let's go, let's go, let's go. And so she was just running around, keeping me busy. And while I was out there, I started looking at my flower beds and my garden and the yard. And I realized that there were all these leaves that I had not gotten a chance to pick up before winter hit. You know, I had all these leaves in the backyard, and I was gonna rake them all out there, and I was gonna mulch them all up with a mower, and then it snowed for the first time, and I just never got it done. The problem is, there are things trying to start growing in my garden. Some of them are weeds. I don't really want those, but of course they're always there to show up. And some of them are different spring flowers like daffodils that just show up right at the beginning. They're like, I'm here. And you're like, hey, forgot I put you there. But when all these leaves and mulch piles and little pieces of junk that, you know, just get left outside are sitting on top of them, it becomes hard for them to grow because things are holding them down. It becomes hard for them to grow because the sun, the little bit that we're starting to get, has a harder time reaching them. And then it becomes hard for them to grow because they need to find their way around all of these obstacles. During Lent, we are tasked with preparing ourselves for Easter. Preparation is a big thing in the church. It seems like that's all we ever do, is prepare for stuff. And we might ask ourselves, why are we always preparing? Why are we always preparing? Why can't we just go? Can't we just do it? But like plants that need to grow, the reason we're always preparing is because there's always stuff that seems to get in our way and stuff that seems to accumulate. We may have prepared to grow last year, but if we haven't making sure we've taken care of things during the off season, so to speak, it's a lot harder to grow because new stuff has come in to clutter us up. Christ knew that about us. He knew that that was something that would happen to us, that we would get cluttered up, that we would get rid of some bad stuff, but then new stuff would come in and take over. Jesus knew about people. And that's one of the things I love about the scripture that we read today is I want to know what those Greeks were thinking. Because they come in and they're like, hey, can we see Jesus? And then they're like, Jesus, these guys want to talk to you. And then he's like, I've got a teaching. And he just starts going off on this tangent. And they're probably just like, I thought we were going to talk. And here he just started talking about grains of wheat in the ground and losing your life. Like, what is happening? How is this related to the... I just wanted to meet the guy. But he's trying to make a point. He's trying to put across to them the importance of the fact that we have to set aside all this stuff that accumulates in our lives because it gets in the way. So he says to them, if you hate your life in this world, then you will lose it. He gives them a teaching about the importance of remembering why we take this walk. He gives them a teaching of remembering the importance of why we have to grow. He gives them a teaching about the importance of remembering what it is we're in this for. We grow just like flowers, not that we could glorify ourselves, but that we could show others the glory. The flowers in our gardens that grow do not grow because they think. They don't grow because they believe. And they don't grow so that they can look pretty for themselves. The flowers are very simple. They grow because that's what they're designed to do. We are a little bit more complicated than a flower, but at the base of it all is the reminder that we are tasked with growth. God has given us this ability to grow. But like a flower, we need help. We need help getting that stuff out of the way in our lives. We need help making space so that the light can get there to help us get the energy we need to grow. And sometimes we need somebody else to help us with it. The church is to be a community because we need one another to help one another grow. We need one another to help clear some of that stuff out that we can't always see and that we can't always deal with on our own. A seed of love has been planted within us. The power of the Holy Spirit has been planted within us. As Jeremiah says, it's engraved upon us. But we need to give it the opportunity to grow by getting the things that block its growth out of the way. Spring is a season of promise. It's a season of challenge and a season of reminder that we have to prepare ourselves by doing work, taking stock, seeing what have we accumulated in our lives that is blocking us from the light of God. And how can we, by ourselves or with help, remove those obstacles? The promise of spring is that all of us, whether this is our first time hearing the word or our 100 millionth time hearing the word, have the chance to grow. The promise of spring is that no matter when you get started, you could be an early spring flower. You could be a late spring flower. You could be a, it's not really spring, it's summer, but we'll call it spring flower. But no matter where you fall, you have the promise of growth within you. Because for the Lord, it's not about when you start. It's just about the fact that you start. It's not about how much you grow. It's about the fact that you try every day to grow. The promise of spring is that no matter where we are, and no matter how cold and closed off and isolated we may feel, God finds a way to break in and cause us to long to grow once more. And to remind us, above all things, that we are not alone in our growth. So may you know the power of spring within you. May you feel the light of God warming you up on the inside. May you be so full of the Spirit that this year when Easter comes, it's not just another day, but that it is in fact a resurrection within you. May you know that God loves you so much that His love is engraved upon you, cannot be taken off. And within that love, there is the permanent promise of growth. The permanent promise of growth. The love of God is always. Always within, always growing, always guiding, always sustaining. Just waiting for that tiny little bit of the Holy Spirit to awaken it from its slumber in your life, that you would crack the surface just that little bit and begin the journey of growth yet again. Amen. Our hymn, our next hymn, is Hymn of Promise, number 707. Please stand as you are able or in spirit, and we'll join in singing it.
From the past or from the future.
mystery unrevealed until this season, something God alone can see. In our end is our beginning, in our time infinity, in our doubt there is believing, in our life eternity, in our death a resurrection, at the last a victory, unrevealed until it's season, something God alone can see.
Let us pause for a moment of silent reflection as we invite the Spirit of the Lord into our hearts to continue growing us in generosity as we engage in a spirit of generous giving and reflection. Now would you please join us as we sing our doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all of ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us join in the unison prayer. Almighty God, giver of every good and perfect gift, teach us to give to you all that we have and all that we are, that we may praise you not with our words only, but with our whole lives.
Amen.
Please be seated. As you prepare to go back out, may Christ be beneath you, that He would support and hold you up on your journey. May He be behind you, that He would be there to catch you if you fall. May He be in front of you, leading you on your path. And may He be within you, working always to give you the drive and the growth that you need each and every day. So may Christ be with you till we meet again. Let us join in singing our benediction response. The words will be on the screen or on the handout.
We are hasty to judge others, minds to prove of human need. Demonstrates our inner greed. We are jealous, but impatient, loving over much our things. May the yielding of our failings be our Lent and offerings.
Thank you.
Amen.